Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know, I don't usually get too political. Sometimes you'll hear me say a few things or two. But this from the HuffPost, Republicans realize that taking away Obamacare away from their voters maybe isn't such a great idea. We've been hearing so much about during the election process and during the debates, how they've enjoyed these big electoral wins over the past year that put them on the verge of being able to do major damage to Obamacare. Only now some of them seem a little anxious about taking it to the next big step. That it's hard to take away government benefits once they've been offered. And you hear these guys espouse their ideals that they're going to completely take away Obamacare. But as you know, and we've been doing a series here on Radio MD explaining the ins and outs of it, really trying to clear it up for you, because I know it's quite confusing. It is confusing for sure. But the problem here for these people now is that repealing would mean yanking health coverage from more than 16 million people who didn't have it before. And between those who now get subsidies for private health insurance and those who gained access to Medicaid coverage via the law's expansion of that program to more lower-income adults. So it's the Medicaid expansion that now appears to be complicating the ceaseless, noiseless, and hereto-ineffective repeal Obamacare movement. So they really are, they come on strong. They say a lot of things when they're stumping. I watch every single one of these debates. I'm fascinated by the whole process. There are a few in the Republican delegate there that I really do like, that I agree with some of their points and not others of their points. But I will say that when they're talking about repealing the Affordable Care Act, I have a real problem with that, because I personally know very many people that have gone on the exchange now and signed up and gotten health insurance that either could not afford it before or had pre-existing conditions before, who couldn't get insurance through a regular insurance company. When they went right to Blue Cross or Humana, they got ridiculous monthly premiums that were just astoundingly high based on their pre-existing conditions. And it was just a very difficult process. So I know the exchanges are a little confusing, but it seems that some new obstacles have appeared, and some Republican senators aren't so sure they want their names associated with an effort to magically transform millions of their constituents from insured people to uninsured people. So I find this very interesting. We're going to keep a watch on it, as you know that we do here. And some of these state Republicans are definitely thinking twice about what they're going to do and how they're going to take health care away from so many people in their states that have gone on the exchanges and now, you know, have health insurance that didn't before. So it's definitely something that we're going to watch. And, you know, another story, kids in daycare need more outdoor playtime. Well, we've known that's true. You know, one of my passions is getting kids recess and gym time. They need to get their beans out. Yes, they need to sit in class and learn to catch up to other countries, but they also need exercise. I'm an exercise physiologist. You know that we have to really keep our kids running around, and that outdoor playtime during school hours is vital to their brain health and to their being able to focus. It's so hard to focus when you are feeling exhausted and tired. You're staring at computers and worksheets all day long, and these little guys in daycare need just as much running around as the rest of us. So this is a new study, but it's not so new. You know, we talk about it all the time here. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.